Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're counting the days down till April 27th in Philadelphia before the 2017 NFL Draft gets started. And one of the young men making their path towards that next level is today's guest, Dane Evans, the Tulsa standout quarterback. A lot to bring up with him as he makes his journey from the collegiate to the pro level. With that said, Dane, we appreciate you taking some time. Can you believe your teammates are, you know, getting underway with spring ball and you're preparing for the next level?
Yeah. Well, first, thanks for having me. But, yeah, it is really weird. I was up there last weekend at a scrimmage just to see how it looked. And, man, it was weird seeing those guys that I've played with the last couple of years, and I'm not out there, you know, telling them where to go and throwing the ball to them. And it's just next part of life, just a little different.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure it's kind of a strange thing, kind of seeing all those guys you've been with for the last, 4 years or so, and they're kind of doing their thing. You're doing your thing. Usually this is kind of how it works with quarterbacks, but it may be different for you. I mean, have you always been the guy with the ball in your hands? I mean, if you played Pop Warner, Pee Wee, was Dane Evans, you know, the quarterback from a very young age?
Yes, kind of. So I started playing football in kindergarten because I grew up in Oklahoma, and there's no flag football, so it's tackle football at kindergarten age. And I was the smallest kid on the team, and I did not play quarterback. I played tight end because I was pretty quick, and so I would just try to get open. You know, my favorite player growing up was Jerry Rice, so I always wanted to be the next Jerry Rice. And fortunately, that didn't happen. But then about third grade, I moved to quarterback just mainly because I could remember the plays and throw the ball to people. And ever since then, it's just kind of been where I've been at. So I've always had a love for receivers because my very first Christmas present that I can remember is San Francisco 49ers Jerry Rice jersey. I still have it to this day. So that's who I wanted to be when I was a little kid.
Oh, dude, that's great. I love how you said because you can remember the plays and throw it. That's awesome. But that's part of it. I mean, growing up, you're just looking for any kid that kind of gets it the quickest. What kid's going to pick
exactly
up what we're trying to do and kind of put the ball in his hand? But obviously you transferred and you kind of blossomed and you kept growing into the position. So I assume, I mean, by the time you're in, what, middle school, high school, I mean, you're pretty established as the quarterback?
Right, yeah. By about the time actually, you said Pop Warner. In sixth grade, I played on a Pop Warner team in Texas, and we actually won the national championship. We went all the way to Florida and played on it, and that was like my first real season of playing quarterback. And then ever since then, yeah, like you said, high school, middle school, that's been kind of my spot, and I've always loved it. It's fun having the ball in your hands, getting to, you know, when it's down to the last seconds of the game, you're the guy pulling the trigger. So that's what I love about it.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Dane Evans, the standout Tulsa quarterback here on the C2P, as we talk some NFL draft with this young quarterback prospect making this path to the next level. So I'm curious, I mean, obviously you probably had, you know, plenty of offers leaving high school. Kind of how did you know Tulsa was going to be the best fit for you moving forward as a student athlete?
I wish I could say I had a lot of offers coming out of high school, but Tulsa was my only offer until signing day. Every school in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you know, Texas, OU, Texas Tech, Oklahoma State, even LSU really, really liked me. And they all, like, sent me out there, and I threw in front of their coaches, and everybody said the same thing to me, said they really liked me. I'm just 2 inches too short. You know, I'm 6'5", and at that time, I was probably almost 6 foot because I was, you know, 18. But Tulsa saw me, loved me. I threw for them. They offered me that day. I committed the next day, and that was the only school I ever thought I was going to go to once I committed. And then on signing day, Utah State came in and offered me also, but they offered me to play baseball too, which was appealing. But, I mean, I wasn't about to decommit. And then, you know, the rest is history. Went up to Tulsa. They were the only school to believe in me from the get-go. And it wasn't an easy road to get to where I am now, but it was fun. It was fun to do. It was a lot of hard work, and I had a good time doing it.
Awesome. So so Utah State, they were interested in you as a baseball player, huh?
Yes, they offered me for football and for baseball. Their coach that came to visit me actually came, and because, you know, signing day is during baseball season for Texas high schools, and he came to our baseball game, and I pitched pretty well and hit a home run that game, and then the next day he was signing day, and he called me and offered me, said, you know, the baseball coach is going to let you play, so I can offer you for both. And obviously, you know, I had to think about it, and I thought about it for about 5 minutes and called him back and said, you know, I really appreciate it, because I did, you know, that's very nice of them to offer that. But he understood it too. I said, I've been committed to Tulsa for longer than a year, so I want to be a man of my word and go where I said I was going to go.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Dane Evans here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft. You folks know the drill. If you miss any of this show in its entirety, it's always free and available at iTunes. It's available at Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll be putting this draft bio page together. We like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about him as he makes his path, again, towards this next level. You know, I've been hearing some things. You're represented by Chris Cabot and Lee Steinberg. I heard Lee was looking at Paxton Lynch, and while he was looking at Paxton, he noticed this Tulsa quarterback as well, and lo and behold, you guys, you know, ended up connecting. Is there some truth to that story?
No, that's exactly right. So when I was a junior and Paxton was a junior also, because he came out early, they played us at Tulsa, and I had no clue. You know, I just knew Paxton had been having a really great year. You know, people were already talking about him, you know, leaving early, and it was the middle of the year, so that's how you know a guy's lighting it up. And we played him. He torched us. I think he threw 6 touchdowns that game, and I played pretty well too. I think I threw 4 touchdowns and 400 yards passing, and, you know, they beat us like 66 to 40-something, so it was a real high-scoring game. And lo and behold, after the season, I got, you know, just a text and an email from Lee, and he said, you know, that he was, you know, at the game and really liked what he saw, really liked how competitive I was and how I played. And then I had to Google it to make sure it was the Lee Steinberg that gave me an email, because, I mean, everybody knows who that is, you know. And I really couldn't believe it. And we met at the beginning of senior season, and he – obviously you can't agree to anything or that's a violation. So we just talked, and he said he really wants to represent me. And, I mean, that was about it. And then right after the bowl game, senior year, I called him back and said, you know, I'd love to be in your agency if you still want to represent me. He said, let's do it. Sent the paperwork, and the rest is history.
Awesome stuff. That's a great story. And obviously he has a very keen eye for talent, especially at the quarterback position. I think it's kind of hard to go unnoticed about his track record.
Yeah.
And that's the fun part about a guy like Lee. You know, some guys just, I think, look at lists and they just want to kind of read the newspaper and find out who's good. But some guys actually kind of, you know, hit the trail a little bit, and they really kind of want to see these guys themselves. And that's obviously why he's successful. One of the few reasons, or many reasons he is. Let's go into the film room now. You're in the film room. You're with some NFL scouts. They're breaking down tape of you. I mean, what are those quarterback qualities, the characteristics of the position where they're going to kind of say, hey, Dane, we love you for this. We love you for that. These are the reasons we think you can play for us.
Okay. I think those reasons that if a coach was watching my film, you know, and was giving me things like that, I think they would immediately notice my accuracy and arm strength on all passes. I feel like I can make every throw on the field, however deep, wherever the ball needs to be. I feel like they also would notice how quick my release is. And that's something that all shorter quarterbacks just have established, because we don't have, you know, the luxury of the time to take our time and get the ball out. So that goes unnoticed. And then lastly, I think they would notice just about with every player that loves the game is just how competitive I am. I mean, when the stakes are raised, I feel like that's when I'm at my best. We had a lot of come from behind victories in my career at Tulsa and in this year in particular. And I think that's not by coincidence. I think that's just, you know, that's something they would notice.
Nice. And you know, you kind of touched on that competitiveness, and that's something they obviously, I think, you know, they can see that when you start to rally the guys. Is there anything that film can't reveal in terms of maybe leadership qualities, game film study, maybe you're a weight room warrior? I mean, what are some of those things that scouts can't see on tape, but if they listen in right now, they're going to go, oh, these are some things we need to know about this kid.
Right. So I think one of the biggest things that you can't tell from watching our offense for NFL scouts is our head coach is Coach Philip Montgomery, and he came from Baylor. So we run the up-tempo, no huddle, throwing it around the yard. It looks like we don't know what we're doing. We're just throwing it to one guy type thing. And he's gotten some flack in the past for receivers, you know, jogging routes if they know they're not going to get the ball. But if a scout was really to break down my film and get me on the board, I think they would understand that that's not what we're doing. We run full concepts. It's NFL concepts, full fill reads, concepts that have been around ever since the West Coast offense has come around, you know, when the 49ers were doing it. And I mean, we run the full thing. We just do it at extremely fast speed. And I think that's something because of the offense we ran at Tulsa, I get a little, it's a little injustice towards me because I have been making those reads and I know how to make those reads. And that's big at the next level.
Dude, I'm glad we asked you that question because you delivered with a home run response, man. And we do. I mean, we pass this show. I mean, we know a ton of scouts and coaches, and we pass this all this. You know, we pass the shows off to them, and if they want to give it a listen, I mean, they're definitely gonna kind of get the real deal. And you really helped yourself there. You know, sometimes guys just say,
well,
"Hey, I
appreciate
you know,
it.
I love the game." I'm like, "Yeah, well, you know what I mean? I assume you love the game.
Everybody
I mean,
does,
right? You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, that's why you're playing. I mean, you know, but you know, again, it's just you know how you want to respond to things. Now this one's a cliche question. I'm sure you've been asked 1,000 times, but I mean, do you get comparisons to anybody? I mean, you might get some Drew Brees comparisons, maybe just due to your size. I could be wrong on that. But, I mean, who are some of the guys that you kind of say, hey, you know, like, you know, I kind of see a little bit of myself from this guy. We know you're not saying you're better than this guy yet, but just in terms of comparison.
Right. No, yeah, I definitely – ever since I went to Tulsa, have got comparisons to Drew Brees. One, from going – I mean – Purdue is not a small school, but Tulsa is small in the same regards as Purdue is. And also the fact that I wore number 9. So that kind of was an instant comparison. And I have no problem with that because I love Drew Brees. You know, he's a Texas kid too. And he's the only quarterback to have multiple 5,000 yard seasons in the NFL. You can add up everybody else that's ever done it. And he has more seasons than them combined, which is insane. And that's an incredible compliment, but that's really one that I've got a lot. And other ones have been as of late is just shorter quarterbacks that have played, you know, guys, I've gotten a couple Brett Favre comparisons and he wasn't, you know, a midget by any stretch, but he wasn't a giant either. And also Russell Wilson, just from being a shorter guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that too. And like I said, those are quality comparisons. I mean, just to, you know, got to put some validation and all the work you're doing when kind of people just say and mention you in the same the breath. That's quite a compliment. For you, I mean, how did Pro Day go for you and all those things that kind of come with being a prospect?
I thought Pro Day went really well for me. We had at Tulsa, we had 8. Got 8 seniors that were doing Pro Day along with me, or including me, and 5 of us were offensive guys. So we had a good little offensive group and a good little offensive throwing session at the end where we ran some routes and things like that. I tested really, really good for me. I mean, I'm not a 4.4 guy by any means, but I ran a good time and I jumped well. And the biggest thing for me was I felt like my throwing at Pro Day was really, really good. And I felt like that, and then at the end of it, when I started talking to scouts, you know, they confirmed it for me. They said I really surprised them because, you know, they watched the tape and they know the quote-unquote Baylor offense also, and they weren't really expecting to see me go, you know, all under center every play, and my ball handling and accuracy and footwork and drops, they just nothing but compliments on it, which made me feel really good. And, you know, I worked really hard, so, and I'm still working hard, so it was nice to get that confirmation. And I think our film guy has said at Tulsa, his name's DJ Welty. I believe he said that 17 NFL teams have requested to see the video of our pro day. So that can only be a good sign.
Dude, that's excellent. Excellent stuff. Once again, Dane Evans,
I mean,
standout Tulsa quarterback. Yeah. Now you got to love that, man. I mean, that's,
yeah
that's
yeah,
definitely
was,
some
that
interest.
More than I thought. I was like, wow, cool.
And, you know, and that doesn't include the teams that just don't want to act like they're interested at all. I mean, we had D'Angelo Hall on after the draft,
And he said the only team that didn't talk to him was the Atlanta Falcons. And lo and behold, who drafts him in the first round? The Atlanta Falcons. So it is the biggest poker game you will find. Dane, before we wrap things up, we always like to throw some lighthearted stuff your way. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
All right, let's see what I can do.
All right, now, Coach Montgomery, does anybody do a great impersonation of him? And if they would, inside that Tulsa locker room, would they be inclined to do it in front of Coach Montgomery?
Oh, yeah, 100%. The impersonator of the locker room, and he's actually still there this year, so he might get called to do it, is D'Angelo Brewer. He was one of our best running backs last year. He's going to be a senior this year. He's a stud. And he can impersonate just about every coach on the roster and any other sport at Tulsa. He's got their coach down too. So he's the impersonator.
Nice, man. I like it when guys are able to kind of joke around with the coaches. Sometimes you hear it's a big no-no with some of the guys that are on the show.
Coach Monty's awesome. So if D-Brew, that's what we call him, if D-Brew did that in front of Coach Monty, Coach Monty would just crack up and probably try to impersonate D-Brew back to him.
Nice. That's a little clash of personality joking. I dig it. This question I think you guys enjoy answering the most. I could be wrong, but it just seems that way. Female celebrities. If you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who you can ask to join you for dinner?
Oh, man. Actually, this one, I've been ready for this question. But if I was going to take a female celebrity out to dinner, I actually put it in my bio this year on our website. It would be her name's Elena Blanchard, and she's like a surfer/model, and I found her Instagram a couple years ago and definitely gave her a follow, so that's who I would pick.
I like it. You definitely gave her the follow. I'll have to check her out. Just so you know, you're the first Elena Blanchard, but that doesn't mean we're not gonna find out who she is and Google after we get done doing the show. I love hearing a different name. I get so tired of hearing the same names. It's kind of like, oh man, come up with some creative, please. But yeah, definitely, I'm gonna have to look at Elena Blanchard. And then the final question: we've been working with Eric Dorsey. He's the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. He puts the paint jobs and themes on your cleats, your spikes. If you could have any idea or theme on your own shoes, what would you want sprayed on there?
Ooh, man. I think if I could have anything on my cleats, I'm a big fan of like shiny bottom cleats, not necessarily shiny cleats. So I would like the bottom to be like chrome gold or like chrome silver. And then probably something like on the, like the body of the cleat, probably I would go with just, a classic Tulsa one, because I could never really, get my cleats all swagged out like I'd like to. So I'd probably go something like a cool, like, hurricane design on it, or, even just the hurricane flags, like, real detailed on them. I think that would look pretty cool.
Awesome, man. Hey, man, I can't wait to see where you're going to land. I think you got a bright future, and again, we appreciate you stopping by, and we always like to tell you guys, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Yep, I appreciate it. Thank you a lot for having me on. It was a good time.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Dane Evans, the standout Tulsa quarterback. Guys, we can kind of break down a lot of things, and I've been doing these shows for a long, long time, and, being able to kind of see him play as well. Some guys you just see, and they just have the it factor. I mean, he just sounds like a quarterback. He comes across as a guy to kind of lead a team, and you kind of mentioned the comeback behind victories as well, but you kind of talk to him, and you kind of see why he can rally the troops, because he just kind of just has that charisma about him to play the quarterback position, and obviously – fantastic physical traits, obviously, because you got to have both, but you could tell he has it upstairs. If you want more of Dane Evans, the standout QB from Tulsa, you folks know the drill. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.